This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, yes, it is a Fransky Friday here on the Midday Show. Our second one, of course, Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, after Philly's 7-3 victory over the Nats on opening day. Scott, how are we doing today?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Well, you know, we've been a lot of angst this morning, Scott.
Well, Scott, you know, we're debating the good and the bad. I mean, I actually thought there was a lot of good yesterday, but
Scott,
yeah, Scott, 19 of those. Yeah.
If I'm being honest, Scott, I'm like, hell, you got the win. You hadn't had a win at the beginning of the season in 2 years. I'm okay with it. But
yeah, you're a bottom line guy.
Yeah, but from your preview, how much did the shadows play into them not being able to the strikeouts, I should say? How did the shadows play into the strikeouts?
Well, I think they played. I mean, it's hard to say, you know, was it 50% more? Was it, you know, 20% more? Was it? I mean, Mackenzie Gore was really good.
I said that too. That everybody laughed at me when I said that, but okay.
I mean, we did laugh. And he pitched very well yesterday. I mean, he was in the zone. He pitched well. And he's got good stuff. So, but I do think the shadows played a part in it. I don't think there's any question. I've never stood in the box there. I can't say, but you know, you get certain looks on TV, and when they show those. Now, I don't know what the Phillies telecast had, and we had the Nationals broadcast in our booth, and they would put up shots every now and then from behind home plate, and as you're sitting there, you can't see the pitcher, you know, and again the backdrop is different, and it's a little bit different. There's a little more sheen, a shine on the bricks, the green bricks, you know, like where the ball would come out of a left-hander's hand, as opposed to the sort of I don't know if you've ever been there. There's a big Washington logo, and it's kind of green turf almost up above the wall, and that one doesn't have as much of a glare on it, you know. And there's some windows over there too, so. I don't know. It definitely played a part. You know what? But just how much? I don't know. I mean, the Phillies do strike out. You know, it happens. They're a team that does that, and they're still going to do that. You hope the balance over the course of the season it goes, you know, down a little bit, but it's going to happen some.
Scott, I thought it was almost poetic that the game came down to an Alec Bohm hit after the offseason that we just had, where it was pretty obvious the Phillies at least thought about moving on from him. They didn't get an offer they liked, and they kept him, and even he knew about it. I mean, Matt Gelb had a story last week that he kind of, you know, turned everything off and shut his phone off and wasn't looking at anything because he just didn't want to pay attention to it until it was all settled. Well, he's here, and he won the game yesterday with that big hit. That was a great hit to the left center field gap. What did you make of Bohm as you observed him in spring training and yesterday getting that hit? Because I feel like with him, you always wonder about the mental stuff almost more than the physical stuff.
Yeah, he you know, all throughout the spring, he really looked like a guy who was comfortable where he was at, comfortable with who he was. You know, obviously the numbers in spring training that, you know, were really good, so he looked comfortable at the plate. Again, everybody who you know really knows him well and is around him seems like he's in a really good place. And you know, whatever happened and whatever was said and whatever was talked about in the off season doesn't seem to have fazed him at all. I think these guys have certainly been around enough and seen enough. I know we look at Bohm as a young player. We look at, you know, the Marsh and Stott, but you know, they understand the game too and the business part of it, and they understand the talk that goes on out there. So, I think they both he has been in a good place both mentally and physically since he got to spring training.
What do you think of Trey Turner's at bats yesterday? I know he didn't get a hit or anything like that, but just his overall approach, what did you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, it was good. He's not a guy who's going to, he'll swing. He's going to swing, but he fouled off a bunch of pitches and in some tough conditions against a good pitcher. Of course, the minute you move Schwarber out of the leadoff spot, he leads off a bunch of innings anyways and has hits doing it, you know. So who knows? We're going to see a different lineup on Saturday, and we'll see a different lineup again Sunday, you know, go back to the one from yesterday. So I think it's going to be a little bit of that kind of back and forth and trying different things for a while.
Scott, new look bullpen. We got to see a bunch of it yesterday because the game went into extra innings. Most of the guys came out and pitched well. I mean, I thought Kirkering's stuff was really good. He had a couple of blue pits. Alvarado looked like the guy that you kept telling us about and everyone told us about in spring training. And then Strom finished it. Of course, the Romano struggle. What did you make of the bullpen yesterday and how you think that's going to play out the next couple of days here with how Topp is going to use these guys?
I think you're going to see basically that. Being six through nine, combination of Kirkering and Strom, you know, can get used, and seven through nine, it'd be, you know, Alvarado and Romano, and, you know, Jordan's still working through it, I think. His command is not there, through a lot of sliders. I don't think he was loving his fastball, especially early. I think it may take some time. And for him to get back up to speed, hopefully he gets there and gets some of that velocity back. He needs it. But he needs command as well. And I think he's still trying to find his way. Strom really kind of impressed me. I mean, hadn't pitched really in game conditions at all, certainly not in a long while. And he too doesn't have quite the velocity that you would expect that I think we'll see once he gets fully ramped up. But Rob Thompson really wanted to get him in the game yesterday and didn't want him to have to sit around and wait to pitch. So I know he was happy to get that opportunity to get him back out there and give him a chance. And, you know, he's not a back-to-back guy yet, but, you know, obviously he will be, but he's not there yet. So
Scott Fransky with us here, reacted to the opening day win. Phillies play tomorrow, 4:05 against the Nats, Sunday afternoon as well before the home opener coming up on Monday. Scott, I don't know about you, but I mean, you get to call each of his starts. And I know you got to call a lot of great starts from Roy Halladay and Cliff Lee and a whole bunch of great Phillies pitchers, Cole Hamels. But I'm at the point now where it's almost like I feel like some people are numb to how great Zach Wheeler is. It's just ho-hum. Aside from maybe, I don't know, two or three starts a year, what he did yesterday is just the norm, and that's incredible. Six innings, a run. It just feels like he does this pretty much every start for the past 5 years.
He's as good a pitcher as you're going to find, starting pitchers you're going to find in Major League Baseball. I mean, he just is, and nothing phases him. You know, there were a lot of calls that went against him yesterday, from the home plate umpire, and it doesn't faze him. He still, you know, worries about the next pitch and worries about how to get guys out. And he's the complete package, really, in the fact that not only does he have stuff and a lot of it, right? He's got a lot of offerings. A lot of different ways to get you out, but he pitches. He knows how to pitch, and that can be somewhat lost as an art form this day and age of baseball. It's all about stuff and, you know, throwing as hard as you can and throwing nasty breaking balls, and that's not Zach. He does throw hard, but that's not who he is. And he knows how to pitch, and he knows how to sort of weather the storm. So, I've heard Larry say the same thing, but I agree with him. I say, you know, if there's a big game and a game to be won these days in Major League Baseball, I'd take Zach Wheeler any day of the week for that kind of a game.
I would too, and he's been amazing in the postseason. Scott, tomorrow Luis Luzardo make his first start as a Philly. What's your expectation, and where do you think he's at? Because, you know, you look at it, it's like, which Luzardo are we going to get? 2 years ago, I thought he was one of the best 15 or 20 best pitchers of baseball. Last year, he was hurt, he struggled, didn't pitch much. And then you look at some of the numbers in spring, not great, but then people have said they've seen him and maybe he's been working on things and it looks good. What's your expectation for Luzardo as he starts tomorrow?
Yeah, I think my expectation is you'll see a little more of what, who Jesus Luzardo really is. I mean, again, it'll be one start out of what he hopes will be 30-plus this year if he stays healthy. But, you know, the guy has really good stuff. And, you know, we did see him in spring training look real good at times. We saw him in spring training not look good at times. And, you know, I know his last start, you know, he's just working on pitches that over and over and over again trying to get a feel for this new sweeper of his and see what that can do for him. And he wouldn't necessarily do that tomorrow. He's going to pitch tomorrow. And I think you're going to see, hopefully you see at least what you saw 2 years ago from Jesus. I think the Phillies can make him a better pitcher. I think they can make him a more complete pitcher. They've shown the ability to do that, Caleb Cotham and his people. So, and that's going to be a process. That'll take place over a number of weeks and months and see where his season goes. But I think it's a great pickup, and I'm looking forward to watching it.
We are too. We'll be listening tomorrow against the Nationals and again on Sunday before the home opener Monday. Scott, we appreciate it. Enjoy the off day, and we'll be listening tomorrow afternoon to Phillies Nationals. Thank you, Scott.
Sounds good, fellas. Talk to you next week.
Have a good one.
There we go. Scott Fransky down in D.C., getting the off day after the game yesterday.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Well, they do that because they're afraid of rainouts, right?
Oh, yeah, because it's the time of year Baseball shouldn't be played.
I think so, most of... Well, what do you mean cold. Shouldn't be played?
I'm just saying.
When do you want to start the season?
When it gets a little bit warmer. Like, what, 10 days from now?
You know, it's
April,
not like guaranteed 10th? To be any warmer
well,
10
April,
days from
well,
now.
Yeah, April showers is a little warmer.
Hold on a second. Today is 65 degrees.
Wait, it was cold. It was brick this morning, man.
67 degrees
And
today.
You know what it is? Because, like...
10 days from now, you know what the temperature is? 60.
What?
I mean, like,
no,
this,
I'm just saying, but it's cold,
Douglas,
it's cold
math
in the morning, man. Because I wake up in the morning and I got to turn my heat off. I got to turn the heat on.
But
it,
they
it,
don't
cold,
play
though,
the
man.
Game in
it's
the
cold.
Morning.
I'm just saying. It needs to be a little warmer. Just a little bit warmer.
It's not that cold in the morning.
It is. It was cold this morning.
What's cold?
I
it was
cold
work.
This morning. It wasn't
it was like
that
30,
bad.
30, 30 degrees this morning.
No, it wasn't. It was like 40.
No, it
45.
Wasn't. It was 30.
Dude, I looked at the weather
you,
before I walked out of the door.
I had the breath. I was like, you could see my breath when I was walking out the door. It was cold.
I think it's taking those bones a little while to warm up, Pop.
You called me names. You called me all names. But it was cold this morning. It was cold.
Did you have a coat on?
I never wear a coat.
Well, I think this is part of the problem. All right, 215-592-9494. We appreciate Scott joining us there. All right, we got a lot to get into here. How'd you feel? I mean, yesterday watching the game, did you like what you saw from the Phillies? I did. Kyle citing the 19 strikeouts, not there. Hugh says, work in progress
work
here.
In
44
progress.
This morning, by the way.
40.
It was 30-something
in
Delaware. It was 30-something.
You're going to argue facts?
The temperature in Delaware
you
can't be that
now,
different than here.
If it's cold when I come in here Monday, I'm going to take pictures. Because it was cold this morning.
We're talking about...
Because I turned the heat on.
What does Monday have to do with today?
It's going
to
be 79 degrees tomorrow, and you want to back the season up.
It's going to be 79 degrees?
79.
Okay, I'll take that.
74 on Sunday, 75 Monday.
It was cold this morning, though. It was cold this morning.
84 next Friday.
84?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be some people running around the city naked Friday next Friday. There'll be some neckiness.
Well, there's our tri-day conversation next week. All right, 215-592-9494. Also, we have, for tri-day, a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away this hour on 90 for WIP, fueled by Sunoco 90 for Octane. We need a sports venue we should check out. We've got some very local. We've got some worldwide. What do you got for us? Best answer wins the $100 gift. All right, Andy in Westchester's up on WIP. Hey, Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up,
Andy,
man?
What's up?
Not too much. So, Hugh, just backing up a second. When you were in Trader Joe's, were there gummies involved?
No. Like, again, it was during the week. I just, you know what, Andy, sometimes you walk in a store and you know how you don't really have a set plan. You just go in and you always have a plan.
When I'm in a store.
See, I go in because I went in and I was like, okay, I'm hungry. I don't know what I want to eat. Let me go see what they have. And they had so many different things. At that point, I was just like, it's too much.
So you didn't get anything?
I didn't get anything. I walked out. Kind of like when I go to Cabela's. Same thing.
Oh, I got to just find out what stores you go to and watch you.
I'm telling you, a Hugh Douglas cam as he's in the store for half an hour doesn't buy anything.
You know,
would be great.
Andy, it, to Joe's point, like, I'll stand there, and I know people are like, what the hell is he doing? And I'm like, because I walked around, because I saw they had the spatchcock chickens, right? And I was like, what do I want to do with spatchcock?
I don't know what that is.
Well, they you know how you
I know spatchcock,
say, like,
yeah.
Like, say you get a whole chicken, but they cut it in half so you could flay it. You could flay it.
And like, they, like, you can press it down so that it's, like, flat.
Yeah, you can cook it.
It's
like, if you
chicken.
Have a big skillet, you could cook it in the whole skillet. So I thought about doing that. I'm like, do I feel like doing that? And so it became a whole thing.
I just thought you walk into a store of food hungry and you leave without food.
Yeah, I did.
That's unique.
I did.
Go ahead, Andy.
And you walked around Cabela's for an hour.
I'm sorry.
Not lying.
This is your time. I'm sorry.
Well, it's actually, this is your fault, too.
It's good. I like it. And also, real quick, on behalf of all the truck drivers that listen to you guys, thank you for your PSA Wednesday, telling people to just, you know, pay attention.
No, like,
it drives you nuts.
Andy, I see it because I drive a truck, but it's not the size of the ones that they drive. And
right.
the fact that they're in these little box cars and they will dart in front of you and stuff. And it's like, it take a long time for that truck to stop.
Oh, I know it.
It's ridiculous.
You're talking about 80,000 pounds versus 2,000.
Man, and I'm like, boy, I'm glad that people know that those truck brakes work as well as they do. Like, that's crazy. So,
anyway, sorry, I'm getting sidetracked here.
It happens.
We do it every day.
So season's over, 1-161, right in stone. You know, it's they're done. I don't get all the negativity. This is, you know, I actually was listening to the game. I was a little irritated before I got home just with all the strikeouts. And as soon as I turned it on, you can see what they're talking about. But still, you know, there's a whole season left. It was one game. Yeah, I'm not thrilled with it. But, yeah, I like the approach that they seem to have at the plate. Not chasing all the time, but
Andy, there are days, and we've seen it with this team a lot, like the playoffs last year, where they swing a crap, right? They swing and miss a crap.
Right.
And then yesterday, I didn't feel that. I just thought they were swinging and missing, right? Gore was throwing the ball around the plate, and they just, whether they had a bad day, whether they stunk yesterday, or the shadows, they just weren't connected. I can forgive that. Like, if you're swinging at a pitch in the dirt, then I'm annoyed. If you're swinging at a pitch over the plate
exactly.
and you miss it, what are you going to do?
Exactly. He did look really good, and, you know, whatever. It's game one. I'm happy they won. Actually, I wasn't even that thrilled, excited about the season coming, but as soon as it started yesterday, I was like, all right, baseball's back.
There is something about opening day. Like, wherever you're at on the excitement scale, what's that first pitch is thrown, you hear the national anthem, you're all the way back in. Andy, give us a venue we should check out.
You ever go to Double Day Field in Cooperstown? Great.
You know, I went to Cooperstown once as a kid, but I don't think I actually got to the field. That's a good idea. I like that. Double day field in Cooperstown.
You can just walk in any random time and there's like a little league game going on or some, you know, high school game. It's great. It's just great venue, cool atmosphere.
Yeah, there's something really cool about the Hall of Fame cities. They're like their own little places on that nothing is like them, and then they just have the whole town just to them. Andy, good phone call there. So how about that? One of your PSAs really hit home.
Yeah, man, because I see it every day and I kind of live it. Because people will cut you off, and you're at an angle that's different than everybody else. And trucks are taller than my truck, so it's crazy to see. It's crazy to see people do that.
So now I'm branded as I'm the negative guy.
Yep, that's you. I'm Mr. Positive. You're the negative guy.
I don't think it's negative to point out that because hold on, the copium with the it's one game thing. You know what this reminds me of?
What?
When the Eagles started off the season, the defense looked like crap, and the quarterback was turning the ball over. People had the right to be concerned because it looked like the last season. Now,
absolutely.
Do the Phillies have time to turn this around? For sure. I hope that they do, and I think that there's a very good chance that they do. But do I have the right to say that's the team that I saw last season.
Yes,
it's not just one game.
No, you said it.
It's been 2 years.
I think within that, within what you're feeling, and I think it's totally appropriate, there's like, I would pick out certain people that I'm more concerned about. Like, I felt better yesterday, even though Trey went 0 for 4. I thought he had good at bats. Marsh looks like a disaster. I mean, he looks like a disaster.
No, it's just one game, Joe.
No, him, it's his whole career.
That's what I'm. But that's my point. It's been multiple years of this. This is what knocked us out of the postseason for years with the Phillies.
It's just a lot of passion in there, and it's like,
what, it's it just a, like, we had a game yesterday.
I do love the Phillies.
We had a game.
It just feels like it's a. I mean, it's not over the top, but it feels over the top.
Well, no, because people don't want to hear somebody have a negative opinion about the Phillies after they won a game. But I'm sorry, that's what I saw.
Let me tell you, this is
I took the pledge.
I took the pledge, too.
I'm so glad we did the pledge.
You did not take the pledge.
I did take the pledge.
No,
I did.
We're gonna
who
test
said
you?
They were going to win by 7 runs?
But that's not the
this
pledge.
This guy.
I said
I did take the pledge.
You have blind faith.
No,
you told us Taiwan Walker is going to be good.
We're waiting. The verdict is still going to be out.
No, that verdict is in.
We got time. But I will tell you this.
It's guilty.
Yeah.
The verdict is in.
The rage of motion that I went through yesterday was
guilty.
Now you lost my train of thought. But my range of emotions were... If they would have lost, I know the conversation would not have been good.
No,
it wouldn't. Especially when you talk about the 19 strikeouts. But you went down there to do what you wanted, you aimed out to do. And that's win the first one. You got the first one.
But the point you just made is the best one. All of this, do we think, what percentage of callers today? If they lost, would have been like,
freaking
I liked what
out.
I saw.
Freaking out.
Come on.
Been hot. Yeah. It'd have been hot.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, we can be realistic, guys.
I mean, that's fans in a nutshell.
Yeah, but some things were bad. I mean, we could be real. They won the game. That's the best part. Bohm had a huge hit. Harper and Schwarber are tremendous power hitters.
And we can nitpicky.
And
we can
nitpick the other stuff.
I'm not even saying the season's over. I'm just saying 19 strikeouts is a flashback to last season.
No, it was. It was a little bit of PTSD.
I'll be honest. As much as I picked out 4 or 5 things that I liked, and that really guided how I felt more than I was annoyed. When I saw that they put Mackenzie Gore in the same category as Bob Gibson,
it
was like getting slapped across the lips.
And
Gibson is one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
Not Gibson.
Mackenzie Gore is just a guy so far in his career.
And by the way, this isn't just like... this is a lot less normal than I think some people are making it out to be with the Shadows thing. The Phillies are the only team in baseball history... to strike out 19 times on opening day and win.
What does the five finger say to the face?
Slap!
Kyle's getting more upset.
I know. He's just disregarding
I'm not disregarding. No. I hear you, man. But they won.
Yeah. Wave to more people as they walk by.
Slap! Hey, everybody.
Tired of you.
It does hit that they were the most strikeouts ever in a win in the history of baseball
ever.
Opening day.
It's one thing to see it, but when you find out how many different. Because I'm like, wow, that's a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, they set a record.
Let me put it this way. Tomorrow they face Jake Irvin, okay? If Jake Irvin if Jake Irvin walked in the door right here, I'd say, sir, who are you and why are you here? I have no idea what the guy is.
Would you slap him?
I wouldn't slap him. But if they strike out double-digit times tomorrow with the Shadows against Jake Irvin...
Oh, it's going to be sound
I don't
around.
Even care. They don't even play the game Sunday. I want to come in. We're going to react to Saturday's game on Monday.
No, that's not right. That's because we got a game after that.
No. If they have a bad day against Jake Irvin, I don't care if the Shadows... That's different. At least Gore could be good, right? He has good stuff. He's their opening day starter. He's a guy with pedigree. He's a former top prospect. Jake Irvin... is basically Jack Fritz. I mean, you can't strike out against that guy.
How did Jack catch a strike?
Well, because he's a guy, right? He's not a guy that should strike anybody out with merit.
Caught a strike.
I'm just saying, Mackenzie Gore has stuff. Jake Irvin doesn't. If this happens again on Saturday, then Kyle and everyone that feels like Kyle is very justified.
It's a good Friday, though.
Y'all it is a good Friday. Well, we haven't had a game to react to. We've been holding this in since the Super Bowl. All right, 215-592-9494. Overall, I feel good about what the Phillies put out there yesterday. Turner had good at-bats, even though he didn't get a hit yesterday. Harper with the homer. Schwarber with the homer. Most of the bullpen was excellent. Wheeler, we know what he is. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. $100 gift card on the line to Sunoco, a sports venue we should check out. But... as much as I am encouraged by what I saw yesterday, there is one Philly that I'm already out on. I'm out. I watched yesterday. My eyes not lying to me. I didn't like what I saw. One Philly I'm out on. We'll talk about it next. 215-592-9494. And we might have to do something about that one Philly. We'll come up with an idea next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, spring is in the air and the grills are starting to fire up. It's time to take cooking outside again, people. So picture this. You're in the backyard and a juicy marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And over on the flat top, you already know what it is. That's that Hatfield bacon sizzling to perfection. Now, that's what spring's all about, longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.